Good morning. Yesterday we had a great parish picnic in Lilburn Park. Lots of people came. We had the mass at 4 o'clock under the scorching sun. It was 93 or even more than that. But they didn't mind. We didn't mind at all. It was a great celebration, and right after the mass, we had the picnic going. And I tell you, we had lots of hamburgers and hot dogs consumed. Yeah, we literally invaded the whole Lilburn Park yesterday. We were everywhere. St. John Newman. Both the Hispanic and the Anglo community, we came together. It was a great celebration, a community fellowship coming together, celebrating our oneness as one community of St. John Newman. And a lot of people, volunteers, worked behind it to make it a great, huge success. Now, our Knights of Columbus did a great job in cooking all those hot dogs, hamburgers, and tacos. It was great. Tacos was the highlight of the day. And our stewardship committee and all the many, many volunteers did a great job, including our parish staff and Deacon Mike. He's tired today because of the all the work. Great job. Today's liturgy invites us, through the scriptures, invites us to recognize a problem or a crisis or a woundedness when it is there, to recognize it and to act on it, to do something about it. In today's first reading, we heard from the second book of Samuel, God sensed, noticed a problem in King David, whom he anointed king of Israel. He was in a terrible sin, King David. He committed a terrible sin by killing his own best man in the army, Uriah, and taking his wife as his mistress. A great sin. God sensed something wrong there, and so immediately God sends Prophet Nathan to King David to warn him, unless he repents, God is going to punish him for his great sin. And David got the message from Nathan, the prophet, as we heard in today's first reading. He repented. He acknowledged his sins and wept for his sins sincerely before the Lord. And God relented from his punishment. He forgave him. In other words, he rescued him from that crisis that he was going through. He saved him. A similar incident happens in today's gospel, where Jesus goes to a Pharisee's house for a dinner. Well, Jesus always accepted dinner invitations. He never refused. Whether it is from the sinners or from saints, that didn't make any difference to him. He used to go to everyone, whoever invited him. This time he was in a Pharisee's house having a dinner. And while he reclined at table, there comes a sinful woman who was known for her sins in the town. They knew her as a sinful woman. But she comes in, goes to Jesus, weeps, cries, and washes the feet of Jesus with her own tears, and then wipes it with her hair, anoints the feet of Jesus with ointment. This is a symbol of her, a sign of her repentance. Jesus saw her repentance, that she wept as a sign of repenting for all her sins. Jesus saw a problem there, a crisis, a woundedness in that person, and immediately he acted. He reached out in mercy, in compassion, and told her, "Woman, your sins are forgiven you. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." And the Pharisee, on the other hand, was trying to justify himself, becoming the self-righteous man, and then saying, trying to keep himself away from that woman, keeping his distance just because she is a sinner. And he says, if only the Lord knew who this woman he is talking to, she's a sinner, you would keep your distance. But Jesus sensed his mind, he recognized it, and he told him, no, to whoever shows so much love, much will be forgiven. The woman showed so much love and repented for her sins. So the Lord forgave her. Whereas the Pharisee was justifying himself to keep away from the sinners. No, Jesus came for the sinners. He came for the lost, the wounded, to save them, to seek them and to save them, to heal them, to restore them to good health. That's what Jesus came for. We all find ourselves in similar situations. We encounter people who are wounded, who are suffering, who are sinners, who are abandoned. We are called to reach out to them in mercy and compassion, rescue them, save them from their crisis. This is not only limited to the human beings, it is also extends to the whole of God's creation in the universe today. You know, last year, Holy Father Pope Francis recognized a crisis that our Mother Earth is facing today. There is a threat to our environment. There's so much destruction taking place to the environment, to the air, water, land, so much pollution. It is affecting the health of the human beings, animals, fish, in the seas. Everything is affected. And Pope Francis saw the need to act on it immediately and do something about it. That's why he came out with that famous encyclical Laudato Si last year around this time. It's the anniversary already of the publication of Pope Francis' encyclical Laudato Si on care for our common home. The common home in which we live. This is the only home we got, brothers and sisters. We need to protect it. Save it. And so he called on all the bishops, priests, and the laity in the whole universal church to act in response to the encyclical Laudato Si. And you know, our archdiocese, under the leadership of Archbishop Gregory and the wonderful team from the University of Georgia, the scientists from the University of Georgia, worked together to come up with a wonderful action plan. So we have the first action plan here in the United States from the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Because of the great help provided by Susan Varlamov, who is our own parishioner and who was the head of the Department of Agriculture and Environment in the University of Georgia. And she just retired, and so she has taken up this leadership of the care, creation care team here in our parish. And she is the one, the brain behind putting together the Archbishop's action plan on the encyclical Laudato Si. So I invite Susan to come up and speak to us, explain to us what this action plan is about and what we are about to undertake. Susan. Thank you.